A year ago today, commentator Ted Rose went off to restructure his life. He chucked his rent-controlled one-bedroom apartment on New York City's Upper West Side, and he embraced a much more Spartan life at a Buddhist retreat center in the middle of the Colorado Rockies.
When I say the words American Buddhist retreat center, most people conjure up precious images: bald monks wearing black robes, strolling through formal gardens. Other people hear the same words and are watching a 60s documentary filled with long hair, free love, and sunshine. I don't remember what I imagined when I decided to give up my New York life and move to Shambhala Mountain Center, an American Buddhist retreat. I knew that I wanted a change. I certainly had no idea that I would end up living here. I left New York City for predictable reasons. My career in journalism was progressing fine, but it didn't come close to sating my inborn restlessness. The woman who would make it all better hadn't arrived. My life felt like a mindless journey from bars to subways to my noisy, cramped apartment. So one hot summer day last year, I quit my job, bought a car, and headed west with no particular destination in mind. I ended up at Shambhala Mountain, which takes its name from that mythic enlightened kingdom, also known as Shangri-La. There wasn't much up here except for fir trees, meditators, and a multicolored shrine that looked like a spaceship. It was 108 feet tall. They called it the Great Stupa of Dharmakaya. I didn't encounter any exotic monks or nuns, just a bunch of seemingly privileged white Americans who wore button-down shirts and cocktail dresses. They also happened to meditate, an activity which at the time held a powerful, mysterious appeal for me. I had made efforts to meditate over the previous 2 years, participating in ponderous formal services at a New York Zendo, dutifully setting aside time to sit alone on a pillow in my apartment. It seemed like it should be so simple. But the harder I tried to focus my attention on my breath, the more I ended up obsessing about email. When I attended one of my first meditation sessions up at Shambhala Mountain, I felt like I'd walked into a Gene Simmons video. These people turned the lights up high and painted their shrine box bright red. An enthusiastic drummer accompanying the evening chant struck her instrument so vigorously her drumstick broke. Meditation up here actually looked fun. I began to talk to a few of my fellow meditators. "I'm good at my work," one 30-something woman from nearby Fort Collins told me. "I'm just tired of myself." I realized with a bit of surprise that I felt right at home. Of course, calling the place home was different than visiting. There was no monastery or even a group house for the residential staff up here, just a couple dozen run-down shacks and beat-up trailers scattered across 600 acres of land. Phone lines and running water were rare. The pre-industrial housing, I later learned, was the chief reason why many people turned down jobs. Still, when I was offered a position as the center's shrine keeper, a $300 a month salary, and one of those funky trailers, honestly, I felt more fortunate than the moment 14 years earlier when I'd received my acceptance letter from Harvard. Finally, I'd found a place where a transient could put down a few slim roots. I had been offered a chance to live in Shambhala, and who could say no to that?
Commentator Ted Rose lives at the Shambhala Mountain Center in Red Feather Lakes, Colorado.